Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're here to cut through the noise and give you the insights you actually need. Today, we're looking at a pretty big tech shift that's happening, maybe kind of under the radar for some folks. It could really affect how you or your business runs things. We're talking about the end of Windows 10. That's right. The era is closing. Microsoft has set the date, October 14th, 2025. And, you know, that date, it's sneaking up on us.
It really is. So. And when Microsoft says end of support, well, that's not just marking a calendar. It's significant. It means point blank, no more security updates, no more technical help if something goes wrong, no more patches for bugs. What that really boils down to is your systems become vulnerable, seriously vulnerable.
Vulnerable how exactly?
Well, think about new threats appearing all the time. Ransomware, zero-day exploits, you name it. Without updates, Windows 10 becomes an open door. Plus, there can be issues with compliance for businesses and just general instability as other software stops playing nice with the old OS.
Okay, right. That sounds, yeah, pretty critical, especially if you're running a business on these systems. So this leads straight to the big question for you listening. Okay, what do I need to do about this? Because, like you said, it's not necessarily straightforward. It seems to really depend on how your IT is managed currently.
That's exactly it. And there's a really interesting difference depending on whether you use a managed IT services provider.
An MSP.
An MSP, right.
Yeah.
For businesses working with an MSP, this whole transition tends to look very different. See, the MST is basically your proactive IT team. They handle cybersecurity, support, and crucially, this kind of software lifecycle stuff. So in this case, they take on the job of upgrading your Windows machines, all of them.
And that's more than just clicking update, I assume.
Oh, definitely. It's a whole process. They'll handle backing up your important data for super critical. Then they do thorough system checks, assessments, really to make sure everything, software, printers, the works, will run smoothly on Windows 11. And only then do they manage the actual OS upgrade. They really shoulder all that heavy lifting.
Okay, so for those managed clients, the experience we're hearing about sounds, well, pretty smooth. Almost like you just log off one day on Windows 10 and log in the next to the Windows 11 screen.
That's the goal. Yeah, seamless.
So no headache, no fuss, and importantly, no unexpected added cost tied directly to the upgrade labor itself. Just lets you focus on your business.
Exactly. But there is a potential hurdle here, and it connects to Windows 11 itself. While it's definitely got security improvements, which are great, it also demands more from the hardware.
Ah, the hardware requirements. I've heard about that.
Yeah, stricter requirements. Things like needing a specific chip, the TPM 2.0 module, and a relatively recent processor, a newer CPU. And the upshot is, well, a lot of older machines just aren't going to meet those specs. They won't be eligible for the upgrade.
Okay, so that could be a problem for businesses with older computers. What happens then if you have an MSP?
Right, and this is another place where a good MSP steps up. During those system assessments we talked about, they'll flag any machines that aren't compatible with Windows 11. It won't be a surprise. Then they'll actually reach out to you, discuss the findings, and talk through the best options.
Options like getting new hardware, presumably.
Often, yes. And many providers have people who specialize in this, procurement experts, they might call them. These folks can help you source and buy the right new machines efficiently, maybe get better pricing through their channels. It's all about making sure your business tech isn't just limping along, but actually set up for success going forward.
Makes sense.
But what if you don't have an MSP? What if you're listening and thinking, uh-oh, that's us. Maybe you handle IT in-house, or you're a smaller operation.
Right, what's the story for them? Because they don't have that provider handling it all.
It's quite different. The responsibility falls squarely on you or your internal team. You'll need to do your own big assessment, figure out which machines can even run Windows 11, check all your critical business software for compatibility, and then plan for potentially buying new hardware. That's a budget line item, maybe a big one that needs planning.
And time too, right? IT team time.
Absolutely. Significant time and cost involved. And the alternative, just doing nothing and sticking with Windows 10 past October 2025, that leaves you wide open to all those risks we mentioned earlier. Security breaches, compliance fines, things just breaking down. It's not really a viable option for most.
Wow, okay. That really highlights the difference. Proactive planning sounds essential, regardless of your setup, but especially if you're managing IT yourself. That October 2025 date isn't that far away when you think about assessing potentially hundreds of machines.
Exactly. Time to get a handle on it now.
So if this deep dive has maybe raised some alarms, or you're just looking for some guidance on navigating this whole Windows 10 end-of-life thing, we've seen that IT service companies are obviously geared up for this. Like the insights we've been discussing, they align with what specialists, groups like Hi-Tech GP, for example, offer. You could reach out to folks like them. Their email, for instance, is networksales@hitechgp.com. Good resource if you need to understand your specific situation and options.
Definitely worth exploring if you're feeling a bit lost on it.
Okay, so let's quickly recap the core takeaways here. Number one, Windows 10 support ends October 14th, 2025.
Mm-hmm.
Mark that date. Continuing past it means big security and operational risks.
Crucial point.
Number two, what you need to do really varies. If you have a good managed IT service provider, they're likely already planning or will plan to handle the backups, assessments, upgrades, even help with necessary new hardware. Pretty seamless for you.
Hopefully, yes. That's the value proposition.
But number three, if you don't have an MSP, the onus is on you. Start assessing your hardware compatibility now. Check your software. Budget for potential upgrades or new machines. Plan the transition. Don't wait.
Couldn't agree more. Procrastination is not your friend here. And, you know, this whole situation, it kind of brings up a bigger thought, doesn't it?
Hmm. What's that?
Well, in a world where software life cycles just keep changing, sometimes seemingly getting shorter, how does any business really position itself to adapt? How do you keep up with these inevitable tech shifts smoothly without disrupting everything or, worse, compromising your security posture? It's something worth thinking about.